Good.
Hey, what's the response?
I heard one person, I hope.
Okay, yeah.
Well, good morning. It's a beautiful morning this morning, isn't it?
早安。今天是很好的天气。
Today we're going to talk about adoption.
今天我们要谈到领养的这件事情。
And how we are all brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们大家都是在主里的弟兄姐妹。
Most of you probably don't know that I was adopted at the age of 10.
你们大家可能 不知道我是在十岁的时候被领养的。
However, I lived with my parents from the time I was born until the time I was 19.
但是我与我生身的父亲从小一直到十九岁住在跟我生身父亲住在一起。
Confused?
就是让你会有点疑惑。
Not really. If you can,Turn with me to Romans chapter 8.
请各位跟我一起翻到罗马书第八章。
Verses 14 through 17.
14到17节。
Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17.
罗马书第八章14到17节。
Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship, and by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His suffering in order that we may also share in His glory.
十四节到十七节，因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子，你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣，如同我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
The Bible tells us that at the time we were saved,
圣经告诉我们，当我们得救的时候，
we were adopted by God,
我们是被神所领养的，
into His family. Listen to the verses, Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 5.
在加拉太书四章四到五节。
In Ephesians chapter 1, 4 through 6.
和以弗所书一章四到六节。
Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 5.
加拉太书四章四到五节。
But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
即至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
And then Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 through 6.
在以弗所书一章四到六节。
For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love, He predestined us to be adoptedas His Son through Jesus Christ, in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves.
就如神创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着基督耶稣的儿子名分，使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
To get a proper appreciation of our adoption into God's family, we're going to take a look at what Paul writes and what he's talking about adoption.
我们如果要想真正好好的感受或者体会一个被领养的孩子的情况的话，那我们来看看保罗所说的是什么。
Paul is writing to the Christians in Rome.
保罗写给在罗马的基督徒。
Under Roman law, there were certain requirements that took place when someone was adopted.
在罗马的法律里面所写的 当一个人被领养的时候，有一些事情要发生的。
And if you have your notes, you can fill in the answers on this slide.
如果你在你面前有这个奖章的话，你可以把这个填充里面可以填进去这个答案。
And we're going to talk further about those as we go.
那我会在这里跟大家一起来讲这个这一段的内容。
Number one, the adopted child lost all his rights to his old family.
被领养的小孩在他会失去他原来的那个家里的一切的权利。
And gained all the rights as a legitimate son in his new family.
但是在这个新的家庭里面，他有这个新的家庭所给他赐给他的这个合理的所有的一切的权利。
The adopted child became an heir to his father's estate.
那这个被领养的小孩在这个新的家庭，新的父亲的家庭里面，他会承受这个新的父亲所给他的基业。
If a son was later born to his new parents, he didn't lose his inheritance because he was adopted.
如果这个新的家庭的父亲后来又有新的生出来的子女，这并不会使这个被领养的这个小孩失去他所应当有的基业。
Number three, the old life of the adopted child was wiped out.
这个被领养的小孩，他旧的生命是完全会被清除。
Including his debts,
包括他所欠的债。
He was regarded as a new person.
他是一个新的人。
With his past being his past.
他过去的就已经全部过去了。
The adoption was, number four, the adoption was legally binding.
这个所领养的这个程序是完全有法律的效力的。
And the adopted child was also to become a complete son to his new father.
这位被领养的他是一个完全的这个新的父亲的孩子。
As if he was naturally born.
跟在他生身的父亲是没有不同的。
When you were saved, you were adopted into God's family.
当你得救的时候，你就是被神所领养的。
And you lost all your rights to your old family.
你所有以前旧的家庭里面，你所有的权利就失去了。
You were a child of the enemy.
你是敌人的家庭里的一个成员。
Being a rightful heir of his.
那如果你是神的后世的话，
you were bound for eternity into the lake of fire.
对不起，我刚刚翻错了哈。就是说，如果你是敌人的这个家庭里的的成员的话，那你最后是会永远在火湖里。
And this is in Revelation 20 verses 10 through 15.
这是在启示录里面20:10-15告诉我们。
You gained all the rights of being a child of God.
当你得救的时候，你就得到神的儿女所当有的所有的权利。
You became heir of your heavenly father's estate.
那你现在就成为天父的一个后嗣。
Your father is rich beyond measure.
我们的天父是非常富有的。
Now, can you imagine not being able to, measure your riches?
你有没有想过你成为神的儿女的时候，你甚至没有办法想象你的丰富有多么的丰富。
In a material aspect, anyway.
从一个我们人在地上所拥有的这些所有的东西。
But if you realize, as a Christian, we actually have that inheritance already.
但是如果我们是神的儿女的话，我们已经有这个基业。
He is the creator of all things and he owns all things.
他是创造天地万物的神，他而且拥有所有天地万物之间所有的东西。
He has multiplied blessings to pour out to his children.
他丰盛的恩典大大的灌在我们的身上。
The sins of your past life were wiped clean.
我们过去的罪神已经帮我们除清了。
By your heavenly father.
我们的父亲帮我们洗清了。
The slate was wiped clean.
我们现在完全是一个清洁的人。
Now, I don't know what the kids use today, but in the old days they would use a slate, maybe even a hand slate to write with.
Okay, 在旧的时代，很多时候我们是拿一个石板在上面写东西。
Maybe an accurate saying would be to clean the whiteboard now.
今天我们可能是说我们用了黑板啊，白板，我们在上面把它粉擦，把它擦掉。
I even know a teacher that has an electronic board, so maybe that would be wiping the electronic board out.
今天我们在电脑的时代啊，电子时代，我们今天可能在电脑上把我们所有的旧的这个记录全部把它弄清掉。
But the point is that you became a new creation.
可是最重要的，我们需要知道的是，我们现在是新的新造的人。
A new creature.
我们是新造的人。
And you were born again as a child of God.
我们是在神里面得到重生的子民。
2 Corinthians 5:17 says,
哥林多后书五章十七节如此说。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ,He is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
所以若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Your adoption in God's family is legally binding.
我们被领养到神的家里面是法律上一个完全有效的一件事情。
You can't be unadopted.
我们不可能，神不可能让我们被解约掉。
It won't be rescinded.
也不会被废除。
Our Heavenly Father won't disown us.
我们的父亲，天上的父亲，不会不认我们。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39.
我们来，大家一起来看一下罗马书第八章35到39节。
Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39.
罗马书八章35到39节。
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future,nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
谁能使我们与基督爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你们的缘故，终日被杀。人看我们如将宰的羔羊，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是我们在主基督耶稣里的。
Isn't that exciting?
你会不会觉得很兴奋？
Nothing we can do can turn away God after we are saved and in His clutches and He's adopted us.
当我们得救了之后，没有任何的事情能够使我们把他手中从手他的手中夺走。
I talked to a young man this week.
这个礼拜我跟一个年轻人谈话。
That had been a drug addict for 10 years.
他是一个受毒品捆绑的一个已经十年的一个年轻人。
He had been clean for 1 year.
他一年没有去继续用这个毒品。
He had trouble grasping the love of God.
他很难觉得他是在神的手掌里面。
Because what he had done wrong and the people he had wronged along the way.
因为他的过去。
It's hard for people to grasp.
对我们来讲，很多人有同样的问题。
Now let's examine a little closer our adoption into God's family.
那我们现在来看一看，仔细的来看一看，这个领养，到底是怎么回事。
Paul gives us several characteristics of the adopted child.
保罗在这里给我们看到几个被领养的小孩的几个特性。
Romans 8:14,
罗马书八章十四节。
If you are adopted into God's family, you are led by the Spirit of God. If you're still being led around by the evil one, you aren't a child of God. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't be tempted.
因为凡是被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。那如果你是继续被恶者所捆绑的话 如果你还是继续被魔鬼所捆绑的话那你就不是被神的灵所引导的。那但是并不是表示说你在日常生活里面不会被引诱。
Okay. Tempted by Satan.
被魔鬼所引诱。
But if your life is being lived for the enemy, you can't be a child of God.
但是如果你在你的日常生活里面你是为魔鬼而活的话你就不可能为神而活。
Now one day there was a man who was tempted by Satan.
有一天有一个人他被魔鬼所引诱。
To burglarize the house.
他想要去偷一个人家里的东西。
So as he was burglarizing the house, kind of checking out the place,
当他到了那个房子里面去的时候他到处在找他想要找的东西
he heard a voice say, Jesus is watching you.
他听到一个声音说耶稣正在看着你
And he thought,
他想了一想
This must be my imagination.
一定是我的这个幻想
He continued the search.
他继续去找他的想要找的东西
And as he was looking, he heard the voice, Jesus is watching you.
他又听到同样的声音，说耶稣正在观察你。
He got a flashlight.
他就把他的这个手电筒打开来。
To find out who said this.
到底是谁在讲这句话。
He turned around and shined the flashlight on a parrot.
结果他就看到一个鹦鹉。
And he asked the parrot,
他问这个鹦鹉，
Did you say this?
你刚刚是不是说了这句话？
And he asked the parrot, what's your name?
他问这个鹦鹉你的名字叫什么?
The parrot said, Moses.
他说我的名字是摩西。
And the burglar said, what kind of people name their parrot Moses?
他就问这个鹦鹉说你的这个主人是怎么样的人怎么会叫你的名字叫摩西?
The parrot said, the same kind of people who name their pit bull Jesus.
他说是同样的我的主人他叫我们家的那个最凶的那个狗就叫他做耶稣
I hope that got passed through the train
希望大家了解这个故事的这个内涵、
going to look at Romans 8:15
我们回去看罗马书八章十五节
If you're adopted into God's family
如果你是被领养到神的家庭里的话
You're no longer living in fear.
你不再活在惧怕里。
Those outside of God's family constantly live in fear.
但是那些不在主的家里面的那些人他们可能会永远活在惧怕里。
Or at least they do some point in life.
至少在他们生命当中会经常有这样的时间这个情况的存在。
The world doesn't want to deal with this kind of fear.
这个世界不愿意来面对这些恐惧
So they put things in their life to cover up
these things. 所以他们在他们的日常生活里面用别的东西来尝试的来替代他们的惧怕。
It could be work, relationships.
或者他们可以用工作或者人跟人之间关系。
It could be drugs or alcohol.
或者是毒品或者是酒精。
And for some people it's work.
那对有些人来讲就是工作狂。
But some of those fears might be, where will I be 5 seconds after I close my eyes after I die?
或者有人会想我死了之后之前那个五秒钟或者之后五秒钟我想的是什么
They might ask, is there really an eternal place called hell?
他们也可能会想说到底是不是有所谓的地狱的存在。
Will I be judged for my sin?
我是不是会为我的罪被审判?
For the life I've lived for not following God.
为了我在地上的这个生命或者是因为我没有好好的跟随神。
If you're a child of God, you don't live in this kind of fear.
但是如果你是神的儿女的话我们不会活在这样的恐惧中。
These fears will keep the lost in bondage.
这些惧怕会让我们活在似乎活在锁链当中。
In slavery to the master Satan.
我们变成做撒旦的奴仆。
To their master.
撒旦变成我们的主人。
They will never have the peace that you have.
他们永远不会找到你们或我们所有的平安。
They will never have the joy that you have.
他们绝对不会有你所有的喜乐。
They'll never have the hope that you have.
也绝对不会有你我所有的盼望。
They will be filled with fear.
他们会活在恐惧中。
But the adopted child has a security. He feels safe.
但是被领养的这个小孩，他会有安全感。
In his new family.
在他新的家庭里面，他会有这样的安全感。
He's no longer fearing his old life.
他不再活在恐惧当中。
He is now resting in the joy and the comfort of his new family.
他现在可以安息在他新家里面所可以给他的舒适感跟喜乐的感。
Let's look at verse 8:15.
我们再来看
Romans 8:15.
我们再来看罗马书第八章十五节。
If you are adopted into God's family, you have a personal relationship with your father.
如果你是被领养的话，你在神的家庭里面，你跟神有一个个人的关系。
You can call him Abba.
你可以称呼他做阿巴。
What does Abba mean?
那到底阿巴的意思是什么？
It's actually only found three times in the Bible.
其实在圣经里面提到阿巴这个字这个词只有三次。
There are usually about two words in every language for father.
通常在世界上所有的语言里面只有两个字来形容父亲。
A more English formal word is father.
在英文里面这个字比较平常我们比较会用的就是 father, 就是父亲。
Paul used the Greek pater.
保罗在这里用希腊语叫 Pater
for father
来形容父亲 father
and then there's a more loving word for father Abba
可是有一个更亲切的这个词来形容就是阿巴
or daddy pop dad or baba
在英文里面经常是叫 daddy pop 或是 dad 或是 baba
my father was my father
我的父亲就是我的父亲
But I never called him father.
但是我不称他为父亲。
I called him dad.
我称他做 dad.
If I called him father, he might be insulted or think I was mad at him.
如果我称他做父亲，他有的时候可能觉得是被侮辱，或者是觉得以为我生他的气。
And I called my mother mother. I'm mom.
我称我的母亲为 mom.
Now I grew up in Oklahoma.
我是在奥克荷马长大的
when I was under 12,
是在我12岁之前
and I noticed some of my friends answered their mom and dad yes sir and yes ma'am
我注意到我年轻的朋友当中他们经常回答他们父母亲的时候是说 yes sir yes ma'am
I remember coming to Ann Arbor when I was in 6th grade
当我六年级的时候我搬到 Ann Arbor
And in Oklahoma, you would tell your teacher, yes ma'am, or yes sir.
在 Oklahoma, 我们通常称呼我们的老师是 sir, 或者是 ma'am.
There was a respect there.
是尊敬他们的意思。
For authority.
因为他们是有权威的。
Well, I called my sixth grade teacher, yes ma'am.
我称呼我六年级的老师 ma'am.
She didn't like it.
她不喜欢。
She actually got upset about that. Maybe she wasn't used to being respected. I don't know.
或许她不觉得她被尊敬。
But what Paul is telling us here is that we're adopted into God's family.
但是保罗在这里是要强调的是我们是被领养进入神的家。
We gained a personal relationship with God.
我们跟神之间有一个个人的关系。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们天上的父。
Jesus had such a relationship as this with his father.
耶稣跟他的父亲之间就是有这样的关系。
Listen to what Jesus said, and if you want to turn with me, it's Mark chapter 14, verses 36.
如果你可以跟我一起翻到马可福音十四章三十六节。
Mark chapter 14 verses 36.
马可福音第十四章三十六节。
And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. Jesus doesn't have a cold, distant relationship with his heavenly Father.
他说，阿爸父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去，然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。所以在耶稣跟神之间，的关系是完全没有隔阂的。
He came to him as a loving father.
他到神的面前是以一个到非常亲的父亲面前的这种心态。
And he did what was best for his son.
然后神所做的是对他儿子来讲是最好的事情。
The only other reference here, for Abba is in Galatians chapter 4 verses 6.
另外一处圣经里面谈到阿爸这个词的是在加拉太书第四章第六节。
And because you are sons of God, God sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. We have the same relationship with God as Jesus had.
我们跟神的关系是耶稣跟神的关系是同样的。
Why is this?
为什么是这样子？
We are also in God's family.
我们也一样的是在神的家庭里。
Romans 8, verses 16.
罗马书八章十六节。
If you're adopted into God's family, you will experience it.
如果你是被领养到进入神的家庭的话，你也同样的可以经历到这样的关系。
It's one thing for an adopted child to read the legal paperwork.
如果你想被领养的人，他只是知道在法律的那个单子上面所写的东西的话。
But it's another thing for that child to experience being in a family.
但是他需要能够经历到他与神真正的那个进入被领养的那个真正的关系里面。
You can know today.If you can be in that family, you can be part of that family today.
你今天能够知道说你今天就是在这个跟神的关系的里面。
You can experience that today.
你今天就可以经历到。
There is a difference.
这两者中间是有差别的。
It's more than just a legal transaction.
这个关系不只是一个法律上的所谓的文件而已。
When you became saved,
当你得救的时候。
As a child, we have the Holy Spirit. As a child of God, we have the Holy Spirit coming inside of us.
如果我们是神的儿女的话，神的灵进到我们里面来。
That's our assurance today.
那是我们今天所得的证据的确据。
I'm always fascinated by my children.
我通常看到我小孩，我都会觉得很
fascinated，enamored。
OK， 我会经常会被我的小孩的这个不是困惑，就是说很有意思，
很有意思。
OK，
my children, some of them wanted to know Jesus as their Lord.When they were 4 years old.
我小孩当他四岁的时候，他就很想要认识天父。
And I thought, how can a four-year-old be ready to know Jesus?
那通常我会想说，四岁的小孩他怎么可能认识我们的天父
？What did Jesus say?
耶稣耶稣会怎么说
？He said, "Let the children come."
他说让小孩到这里来。
Sometimes I can't get my arms around that.
很多时候我没有办法理解这件事情。
Because we grasp God through the intellectual.
因为很多时候我们是用我们的理智想来理解神。
Our children can teach us a lot.
所以有的时候很多时候小孩可以教导我们很多事情。
But my son came to me recently.
但是最近我的孩子到我面前来。
We went to a church conference.
我们去参加一个退休会。
And a missionary had spoken to him.
一个宣教士跟他谈话。
About things in the way of him and God.
跟他提起来说他跟神之间的关系。
He came to me in tears, weeping.
然后我的小孩就到我面前来在哭，在流泪。
I knew that was the Holy Spirit.
我知道那是圣灵在动工。
Because I can't convict him. I can maybe convict him to cry.
我知道我没有办法说服他，我可能可以让他哭。
But I can't change his heart.
但是我不能改变他的心。
When you're in turmoil, he gives you peace.
当你经历大动荡的时候，他会给你平安。
When you are in doubt, he gives you hope.
当你有怀疑的时候，他会给你有盼望。
When you are unsure, he gives you wisdom.
当你不确定的时候，他会给你智慧。
When you are weak, he gives you strength.
当你软弱的时候，他会让你刚强。
The Holy Spirit is who makes the adoption real.
圣灵是让你能够真正的经历到被领养的这个经历。
If your Christianity is just a creed or a religion, a formality,
如果你所相信的这个基督教只是一个宗教，或者是只是一张纸头，或者只是一个形式。
Or a ritual, emotions that you are going through.
你只是有这个行动。
Then you haven't been adopted.
但是你没有真正经历到的话，那你就是没有被领养。
Into the family of God.
你没有被领养，神的家所领养。
The Holy Spirit makes it real to you.
是圣灵把这个你被领养的这真实带到你面前来。
Back to Romans chapter 8 verses 17.
我们回到罗马书第八章十七节。
If you are adopted into God's family, you are an heir of God. Along with...
Go ahead. 如果你是被领养的话，那你就是神的后嗣。
Along with his son Jesus.
跟耶稣一起做后嗣。
This means that you have a rich inheritance waiting for you.
如果是这样的话，你就有一个很好的基业在等着你。
I'm kind of excited about that.
我觉得很兴奋。
It kind of can help me keep my eyes off of what's going on in the world sometimes.
能够理解这件事情，让我能够忽视我世界上所碰到的许多其他的苦楚。
I'm going to be taken care of completely one day.
有一天，我知道神会完全的来照顾到我所有的需要。
I won't have any more sickness or pain.
我不再会有生病，也不会有痛苦。
That's pretty incredible.
这是似乎不可相信的。
Some preachers approach people or lost people, and they say, "Would you like to go to heaven when you die?"
有些传道人他们会告诉这个世上的人，他说，你是不是希望有一天能到天堂去。
Now, who in their right mind would say no?
有没有人会说不要？
Heaven is a part of our inheritance.
天国是我们有一天是属于我们的基业。
It's not why we're saved.
但是这不是我们得救的原因。
The motive for being saved is the result of being saved.
我们的动机，我们被得救的动机，这不是我们得救的动机，但是它是我们得救的结果。
If you say the sinner's prayer and accept Christ,
当你认罪悔改信主，然后接受耶稣的时候，
just because you want to go to heaven,
如果你只是要想去天堂，
you're fooling yourself,
你在欺骗自己。
But if you repent of your sins,
但是如果你悔改，
and you trust Christ to save you,
然后你愿意来信靠耶稣做你个人的救主。
Because you're a lost sinner.
因为你是失落的罪人。
And you're deserving hell.
你本当是进入永久的地狱。
Then Jesus will save you.
那耶稣就会来救你。
The result is that your salvation means you'll be in heaven one day.
所以你得救的结果是你会去天堂。
Let me give you an example of what I mean here.
让我给大家一个例子。
Say a person wants to be president because he wants to live in the White House.
假设有人说他要做美国总统，原因是什么？他想要住在白宫里面。
Now, living in the White House is a result of being president.
如果你住在白宫里面，原因是你是总统的结果。
Not the reason for being president, I hope.
希望不是因为你要住在白宫里面，所以你去做这个总统。
Being president means that you accept certain responsibilities.
如果你是总统的话，你愿意来接受一个做总统所有的责任。
And duties of being president.
你会愿意来做一个总统应当做的事情。
It means living a life of a president or a leader.
你需要活出一个总统所活出的生活来。
Every day it means being dedicated to why that person was elected.
你每一天你要完全的投入你所做的工作，因为你是总统。
Living in the White House is a result of being president.
你住在白宫里面是因为你是总统的结果。
Not the motive for being president.
不是动机。
Chapter 8, verses 17.
第八章第十七节。
If you are adopted into God's family, you will have a future inheritance to enjoy.
如果你被接到神的家里来，被领养到神的家里来，那你将来就有这个基业，给你的基业。
As heirs of God.
因为你是神的后嗣。
We're not only going to partake in this present inheritance,
我们现在不只是会享受到现在神所给我们的基业。
Because we do have an inheritance right now.
我们现在其实就已经有基业。
But we have a future inheritance.
但是我们知道将来我们有那个更好的基业。
Our enjoyment in being a child of God is limited.
我们现在成为神的儿女所有的享受是有限的。
While being here on earth.
只要我们在地上的时候是有限的。
We haven't received the full inheritance yet.
我们现在还没有接受到那个将来的永久的基业。
And I don't mean spiritually. We belong to God. Don't misunderstand me.
我的意思不是说属灵上的意思。
But when we get rid of this old body one day,
那有一天我们都会年老，我们的身体都会过去。
And our home is heaven.
但是我们的家是在天上。
That's when our adoption will be complete.
那是我们将来真正的领养的那个程序的 完全的实现的时候。
That's when we'll really enjoy the full inheritance.
那时候我们就可以享受所有神所给我们的基业。
Now, I am fascinated with adoption.
我对这个领养的这件事情我很有兴趣。
And, Paul, this is where I'm going to get off the notes.
Okay, I'll try my best.
Okay.All right. I wanted to share a story to you.
我要跟大家分享一件故事。
And it's a story that's very special to my heart.
这个故事对我来讲是有很重大的意义。
It's been about 12 years ago now.
大概是12年之前的事情。
I had been to China.In 1996, for the first time,
那是我第一次去中国大陆。
My wife had already lived there in Beijing in 1990.
我的太太那时候已经在北京已经从1990年就住在那里。
So after that first time,
在那第一次去的之后
，I really loved China.
我很喜欢中国大陆
，and I wanted to go back.
我希望能够再回去。
So I thought, I'm going to make a pros and cons list to go back to China.
要回去中国大陆的时候我就拿着这张单子在上面写出好处跟坏处在哪里。
I mean, that's what any logical man does, right?
一般人都会仔细的思考这件事情。
The problem was that my reasons to go were this big.
但是我的问题是我真正要去的那个原因只有这么大。这么少。
My reasons to not go were this big.
但是我不想要去的这个原因有这么长。
Okay, and I want to note that was about November 21st.
那时候大概是11月24号的时候。
27
号的时候。
2007
年。
But I felt that I really felt that the Spirit was leading us to go to China.
但是在心里面我一直感觉到圣灵在催促我去中国大陆。
But it didn't make sense on paper.
但是在纸张上看起来似乎原因不是很充足。
So, my wife was pregnant at the time.
那我太太那时候正好怀孕。
With our firstborn Christopher.
那这是我们的老大他名字叫 Christopher.
So I thought maybe I'll consult people in the church. They have wisdom.
我那时候想那好那我来跟教会里面一些人先讨论一下他们可能有我没有的智慧。
And they said, you shouldn't go, your wife is pregnant.
他们呢跟我讲说你最好不要去因为你的太太正好是怀孕。
Well, being a young person, I don't really listen to wisdom.
我那时候很年轻那年轻人知道他们不会听别人给他们劝告。
Because I don't recall the Spirit speaking to me very often.
我很少想到说是不是圣灵经常对我说话。
Or I should say that loudly. That the Spirit was speaking more loud than normal.
或者我希望这个圣灵会用我听到的声音跟我说。
It wasn't an audible voice.
那不是一个我所能够听到的一个声音。
But God was stirring me up inside.
但是神在我心里面在动工。
So we decided to go.
所以我们决定我们要去。
So we packed our bags and went off to China.
So 我们就去了中国大陆。
Now we did have a place to go. We had friends that lived there in China.
我们是有朋友住在中国大陆，所以我们去跟他们会面。
And we kind of thought, well, maybe God has a good job for us.
那时候我们想说，或许神在那边会为我们预备一个好的工作。
So first we went to Shanghai.
我们先去上海。
And our friends had a baby from a local orphanage that they were caring for.
那我们这个朋友在上海的一个孤儿院有一个小的小孩，他们在照顾这个小孩。
Now while I was there, I talked to some people and a Christian man interviewed me for a software company.
那时候有一个基督徒他跟我谈话，就是说想要让我在这个软体的公司来上班。
I was excited. I thought this will be so cool. I'll be in the new district of Shanghai working for a software company.
那我那时候是非常兴奋，我想终于我可能可以替这家软件公司在上海来工作。
How cool is that?
很酷。
All right. So after we were there a couple weeks, we decided to go see our other friends in Tianjin.
在那边待了大概两个礼拜之后，我们决定去天津看看我们其他的朋友。
And to our surprise, guess who they had in their home?
我们非常惊奇，就是说你可以猜想他家里到底有谁。
They had two babies from the local orphanage.
他们有两个婴孩，也是从当地的孤儿院里面领养的。
Now our friends told us that.During the Spring Festival, there's some children that especially need extra care.
在我们的朋友告诉我们说，在尤其在春节的时候，有很多这样的小孩需要人家来照顾他们。
And they said some of the children are dying.
他们说这些婴孩有很多是慢慢的在死亡当中。
And being a tough American,
我是一个很强壮的这个美国人。
I said, let's go rescue one of these babies.
我就跟我太太讲，我们赶快去救这些小孩子。
But it was much more challenging than I thought.
但是这个挑战对我来讲，比我想象的超出我所想象的。
When we went to the orphanage,
当我们去孤儿院的时候
，I'd never seen a baby like this.
我从来没有看过这样的婴孩。
She was very sick.
她是非常非常的重病的婴孩。
She had a couple weeks to live.
据医生所诊断的，可能只有两个礼拜能够活。
We didn't know what was wrong with her.
我们不晓得她的问题在哪里。
But we took her to our friend's apartment.
但是我们把她带到我们朋友的她住的地方。
And so we started to care for her.
我们开始来照顾她。
And we started to feed her.
我们开始来喂这个小孩。
And what's sad about babies, and this is not about China so much.
这不只是中国大陆，我们所感觉到很使我们伤心的关于小孩的事情。
The babies give up and they stop crying. They give up on life and they stop crying for food.
当他们这个小孩他已经绝望了的时候，他们就停止哭泣。
And this is what was happening to Jade.
Jade 这个女孩子的名字就是这样的情况。
So I was challenged with the most difficult thing I had ever been faced with.
这件事情对我来讲是我人生当中所遇到的一个最具有挑战性的事情。
And I cried out to God.
我跟神呼求。
Say, God, help me.
求神来帮助我。
And I was really surprised how God changed my heart.
我很惊讶神怎么样来改变我的心。
See, I wasn't a parent at the time. My wife was pregnant.
那时候我还不是一个父亲，我的太太只是怀了孕。
God overwhelmed us with love for this child.
但是神在我们心里面充满了爱给这个小孩。
One night, Karen went to kiss this little girl.
有一天晚上，我太太去亲这个小孩。
And to say, I love you.
然后跟她说，我们很爱你。
And she realized love is not just words you say.
他知道，我太太知道，说我们对一个小孩的爱不只是在言语上所表达的。
Love is a commitment.
爱是一个委身。
So we decided,
所以我们决定
that we would take her as our own.
我们要把她领养做我们的小孩。
Now it was a challenge. This little girl had, at the time we didn't know if maybe she had some maybe mentally retardation.
那时候对我们来讲是一个很大的挑战，因为我们不确定说这个小孩将来是不是会有智障的情形存在。
We didn't know if she might have spina bifida, a spine problem,
或者在她的身体上有哪些缺陷的地方。
But we were going to trust in God.
但是我们要学习来信靠神。
So, her hands,were her fingers, some of them were cut off and some of them were fused together.
她的手指有些地方是被切掉的，有些地方是连在一起的。
Because of a birth defect.
因为她生的时候就有一个天生的缺陷。
So, after we decided to adopt her,
当我们决定要来领养这个小孩的时候，
we were a young couple and we didn't have much money.
我们那时候很年轻，而且我们不是很有钱。
Now we're an old couple without much money.
那现在我们是比较年长一点，但是还是没有钱。
But I said, how can we pay for this surgery, Karen?
那他我跟我的太太讲说，那将来如果这个小孩需要动手术的话，我们钱从哪里来？
And she said, trust in God, God will provide.
他告诉我说，我们信靠神，神会预备。
So I called on the phone to my father.
所以我就打电话来咨询，刚向我的父亲咨询，
爸爸，
爸爸。
And he had actually from the church Packard Road Baptist Church had known a doctor at Packard Road formerly.
以前我的父亲他现在已经退休了，他是在 Packard Road， 就是我们当初我们教会聚会的地方。那个教会里面有一个医生
，and he was at John Hopkins University.
他是在John Hopkins 大学，在纽约那边的。
So he, this man went to the plastic surgery department.
这个人就去那个做这个整形手术的那个部门。
And the surgery was completely donated.
结果后来这个手术是完全人家所捐的。
In one day,
在一天里面
this happened.
这个事情发生了。
We hadn't even started the adoption process.
我们那么还没开始做这个领养的事情，手术啊啊，这个手续还没开始。
And we even tried to get Jade out of the country to have the surgery done before she was adopted.
我们甚至想让 Jade 能够先离开这个中国大陆，然后到这边来能够接受这个手术。
So we're meeting with all kinds of government officials in China.
所以我们那时候在中国大陆跟许多的政府部门的这个人员需要要交涉。
And that was very tiring.
这个你们可以想象是非常。
But the people were
wonderful. 让你非常疲劳的事情。
The people were wonderful.
但是这些人都非常非常好的人。
When we prayed for this little orphan, God was listening to us.
当我们为这个小小的一个孤儿祷告的时候，神听了我们的祷告。
It was like we had direct communication with God.
就像我们好像跟神直接对话一样。
And not like we don't have that now, but it seemed like things were being answered as soon as we would pray them.
并不表示说我们今天没有同样经历，只是说那个时候当我们向神跟神这样祷告的时候，神就这样的回答我们。
I believe that God has a special heart for orphans and widows.
我相信神在他心里面有一个特别给这些婴孩的那个地方。
Well, we almost got her there, but at the very end, they said no.
但是当我们觉得好像已经这个程序几乎可以这个结束的时候，他们回答我们的是不可以。
So we decided to leave her with our friends.
所以我们决定说把这个小孩留在我们朋友的家里。
In China, and the orphanage was okay with that.
那这个孤儿院认为是这是可行的。
And while we were there, we developed a good relationship with that orphanage.
我们在那个时候就跟这个孤儿院就开始了一个很好的关系。
Relationships are obviously important in China.
在中国大陆，我们大家都知道关系是很重要的。
I had some interesting dinners.
我有我曾经跟他们吃过很有意思的这个晚餐。
I'd never eaten eel before.
从来没吃过鳗鱼。
But we came back to the U.S. and we actually had Christopher, my wife, delivered Christopher.
那我们回到美国的时候，我的太太就生下我们老大。
Being so tickled with our first son, we decided, why not have another?
那我们有了这个老大之后，我们就想说，那为什么不要老二？
I mean, we were young, maybe not so wise.
我们还很年轻，那但是可能我们智慧不够。
But children are always a blessing.
但是这个小孩对我们来讲，从来是一个很好的祝福。
And we had Christopher went back to China.With my wife being pregnant again.
Oh, 所以当我们生了老大之后，我跟我的太太就回到，再次回到中国大陆，然后她又怀了孕。
We were getting all finished up with all the adoption process, and we were coming to the final stages in Guangzhou before we were to leave China with our newly adopted girl.
那我们几乎所有的手续都已经完成了。那时候我们在广州。就在那个时候
and the U.S. immigration told us,
美国的这个海关
you're going to just need to go home. She's a special needs child.
你得自己回去，因为这个小孩他有特别的需要。
Now, I got to tell you the truth, working with the Chinese government actually went pretty smooth.
我现在要跟大家讲说，大家肯定以为说跟中国大陆的官员这个打交道不是那么容易。其实我们发现到说比我想象的要容易多了。
I wasn't ready for this to happen.
我们已经预备了也能够领养这个小孩。
Well, you can imagine what Karen was like when she heard this news.
你可以想象到 Karen 她听到这个坏的消息的时候她的反应是什么。
She's crying and upset.
她在哭泣。
And who did we go to?
那我们去谁我们去哪里
We went to God.
我们到我们去神那里，求神来帮助我们。
And so, God helped prepare us for that final meeting with this woman.
神预备让我们跟这个女士见面。
By the way, this woman is the same woman that said to go home.
这同样的这个女士告诉我们说，你们可以先回去。
So we gave her all kind of financial statements, and we were throwing them at her.
然后我们就把所有需要的这个 经济上的这些 证明 都给他。
Anything we owned, we were showing her on paper.
所有我们所有的财产我们都让她知道。
And I remember, instead of mirroring her, we decided to be, very happy and say, it's no problem.
我们很容易我们很可以像那个 女士一样的方法来对待她。
But inside we were scared.
但是在我们的心里面我们其实很害怕。
But the Holy Spirit gave us power.
但是圣灵给我们有能力。
So she said, okay, and stamped.
她最后点头了然后就把印章盖在 那张纸上。
I think she stamped. There were so many, I can't remember.
她盖了许多的章所以我不能确定说到底那个领养的那个她有没有盖。
And I share this story not to say that I'm a good person.
我跟大家分享这个故事并不是说我是一个好人。
Because I'm not.
因为我不是。
But God is.
但是神是。
And we have a Heavenly Father that loves us.
我们有个天父他爱我们。
If we will only accept that adoption.
如果我们愿意接受被神来领养。
Maybe we've forgotten who our Heavenly Father is.
或许我们已经忘记了我们天父是怎么样的一个神。
And hopefully today we'll be reminded of our Father and our relationship with Him.
希望我们今天能够回想起我们跟神之间的关系。
Now, when we are children growing up, many times people say, he looks just like his father.
很多时候我们长大的时候许多人会跟我们讲说哎，你看他很像他的父亲。
Or she's the spitting image of her mother.
或者她看起来完全跟她的母亲是完全一个模样。
Now I'm not sure what the word spitting image is.
我不晓得到底这句话的真正的这个意思是什么。
But the saying is interesting.
但是是很有意思的说法。
But when a child is adopted, there aren't any genetics that predispose that person to look like his parents.
一个人被领养的时候，从基因上来讲。没有任何原因他会像他领养的那个父亲。
Now I tell Jade I have dark hair and she's got dark hair.
我告诉我女儿 Jade 我有黑头发她也有黑头发。
So in that way we're kind of alike.
在从这个方面来讲我们是相似的。
But in the spiritual realm,
可是在属灵生命上来说
when we get saved,
当我们得救的时候
When we have invited Jesus into our hearts,
当我们把耶稣接进来住在我们心里
we become God's family.
我们就成了神的家庭里边的一个成员。
People should be able to tell that we look like our Father.
人应该能够看得出来我们像我们的天父。
People should see the family resemblance of our Father.
他们应该能够看到我们跟天父之间的相同之处。
People should see some common traits of our Father.
他们应该能够看到我们身上里面跟神之间一个特性。
And people should see that we love one another.
人应该看到我们是互相相爱的。
And when they see us, we should be an accurate reflection of God.
当人看到我们的时候，他们应该能看到我们反映出神的荣耀来。
People should see Jesus in us.
人应该会看到在我们心里面的那位耶稣。
And in our behavior.
在我们行为上。
And in our actions.
在我们的所有的行动里面。
And in the things we say.
我们所说的话。
They should be able to see the family resemblance.
他们应该能够看到我们跟天父家里的成员的那个样子。
Have you been adopted today?
你今天是不是已经被神所领养？
Let us pray.
让我们大家一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的天父，我为今天来感谢你。
That we can come together freely.
我们有自由的今天能够到你面前来。
As believers, we can learn more about you.
我们信主的人能够来认识我们的主。
I thank you for Apostle Paul for making it so clear.
我们谢谢你借着保罗的书信让我们能够清楚地认识这一点
of your love for us
你所给我们的爱
thank you for saving us
谢谢你来拯救我们
If one of us today doesn't know you,
如果我们当中今天有哪些人还没有认识我们的主，
I pray that that person,
我为这样的人祷告，
would accept the adoption,
会愿意被神所领养，
that legal adoption,
是在法律上是有效的，
that binding adoption to our Heavenly Father,
是在神面前是完全有效的。
Lord, I thank you so much.
主，我们实在感谢你。
I thank you for my daughter Jade.
我为我的女儿 Jade 来感谢你。
Who has changed my life.
她改变了我的生命。
And she has given to me.
她给了我。
I've only given her a little.
她给我这么多，然后我只给她一点点。
She's blessed me beyond measure.
她给我的福气真是非常的多。
And you blessed us beyond measure.
你给我们的福气是超过我们所求所想的。
Help us to receive that today.
求你帮助我们今天能够来接受。
Remind us today through your Holy Spirit.
借着你的圣灵来提醒我们。
To be like you.
我们会来像我们的主。
That when people see us, they will see a mirror image of you.
当人看到我们的时候，他们会看到神的形象。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们是在耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have a song.
我们现在要唱一首诗回应诗歌。
And if you feel led today to come to the stairs,
如果今天你觉得圣灵催促你要到前面来，
and to give your life to Jesus,
把你生命奉献给神，
I will be here.
我会在这里。
Paul will be here.
我的翻译也会在这里。
Maybe you need to rededicate your life and pray at the altar.
如果你今天要重新把你的生命委身给神，
We shouldn't be ashamed around the body of Christ.
我们在神的家里面，我们不应该觉得羞耻。
We should love each other and build each other up.
我们应该互相相爱，然后互相建造。
But we'll let the Spirit lead in that.
但是我们要让圣灵来做他的工作。
And that's it. Let's hear that.
我们唱信号顺序在诗歌本329。我们就唱第一节跟第二节。当我遇着风起。